Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. This is Bob Geismar, and welcome to a special Monday edition of One Thought Golf on Blog Talk Radio. It is the 19th of January, high noon Eastern time. Happy Martin Luther King birthday to you all. Many people are off today, hopefully heading out to the links to play golf. And we sure hope the weather is better in a lot of places than it's been recently. And good golfing today for everybody. We have an interesting show for you. We've got a recap of what happened over the weekend in Hawaii. We have a preview of the Humana Challenge and also the Mitsubishi Electric. And as always, a strategy for your game. Let's get started today with a remarkable performance by Jimmy Walker, a 14-stroke win, 62 and 63, a 125 total on the weekend from a absolute burgeoning superstar, Jimmy Walker, who ties for the lead a week ago at the Tournament of Champions and loses to Patrick Reed, who nails an 18-footer on the first playoff hole. Jimmy Walker comes back with a victory. Great start to the season for Jimmy in Hawaii. Congratulations. A remarkable 62-63 on the weekend. I dare say we will not see another weekend like that for the remainder of the 2015 season. Fabulous golf from Jimmy, who is was a journeyman for a number of years, and ding, the light went off, and Jimmy Walker is a burgeoning superstar. Played, of course, as you know, last year on the Ryder Cup team. So again, major kudos to Jimmy with a fabulous win at the Sony Tournament in Hawaii at the Wailea Country Club on the island of Oahu. They've been playing that tournament there since 1965. Now we look ahead to this week's event on the PGA Tour, the Humana Challenge in partnership with the Clinton Foundation. And, of course, this is the former Bob Hope Classic. It is no longer, of course, a five-round event. It is a four-round event, which will start on Thursday. Three courses, the Palmer Course, the Nicklaus Course, and the easiest of the three, La Quinta. 1959 was the christening of La Quinta. It's a gem in the desert, no doubt about it. It's a great event. Phil Mickelson will make his maiden voyage, if you will, in the 2015 season this year at the Humana Challenge. We have 13 major champions in the field, and it's a large field because they're playing it on three courses. It's going to be somewhere around 163 to 166 players, depending on how many Monday qualifiers. And frankly, I'm not sure how many guys will qualify today. That information was unavailable when I went on the air this morning with you. Okay, so we'll take a little bit of look at that field. I do want to mention one very strange and what could have been tragic, but not so tragic, thank goodness, thing that happened over the weekend. Robert Allenby, the great Australian player, four-time PGA Tour champion, 22 wins around the world, and the top 25 PGA Tour earnings for career, was abducted after he missed the cut. He went to have some dinner at a bar and had a couple of beverages. He was abducted, beaten up a little bit, tossed out of a car, and he is recovering. He's doing actually very well, he said. Some bumps and bruises. Planned on traveling to Los Angeles, and then hopefully if he feels well and everything goes appropriately, he is entered in this week's Humana Challenge. So we'll see. I'm betting that he plays. And we're sure wishing all the best for him. He did get robbed of a few items that are certainly replaceable. And the good news is he really is no terribly worse for the wear. Okay, so now on to the field. As we say, Robert Allenby is scheduled to play. It's a good field. I wouldn't say it's a great field. We haven't had what I would call a great field yet on the PGA Tour. Keegan Bradley has entered this week. This will be his first 2015 event. Billy Haas is in it. Lee Jansen is in this event. And he, of course, will be playing a lot of golf on the Champions Tour this year, but he's going to play this week. We've got Zach Johnson is in the tournament. So we it's a respectable field. And as I mentioned, Phil Mickelson will be making his maiden voyage in 2015. I will have my picks on that tournament later in the show. Also, the Champions Tour kicks off with the Mitsubishi Electric Championship at the Hualalai Country Club on Kona. And it's a 40-man field. I will have my picks later. And this is a strong field. Every field, of course, on the Champions Tour virtually has to be strong because it's either 81, 84, or lower in the number of players that are on the tour in each event. Is there limited events, limited fields. But just to mention a few names, Davis Love is in the field, Colin Montgomery, Kenny Perry. Let's see, I'm looking down the list, Nicky Price, Tom Watson, Rocco Mediate, David Frost, who's been playing terrific golf, Tom Lehman, Bernhard Langer, the player of the year a year ago, and Miguel Angel Jimenez, who plans on playing a lot more events this year on the Champions Tour. I look for him to get in the winner's circle, by the way. He's one of my guys that I think is going to have a really strong year. And Michael Allen, the defending champion, is in the field. I will also have my picks for that Mitsubishi Electric in just a couple of minutes. But right now, I want to segue into my strategy for the week. And my strategy is playing out of fairway bunkers successfully. We've all missed the fairway and ended up in a bunker. You're not particularly happy. But since we love golf and golf loves us, we have no fear of the situation. There are four basic fundamentals in successfully getting out of a fairway bunker. In this order, number one, put the ball back in your stance. Not tragically back, but back. This will help you ensuring that you'll hit the ball before you hit the sand. Critical to this shot, different from the bunker around the green, which we'll talk about next week, you need to hit the golf ball first. So play it back a little bit. Dig your feet in for stability, just as you would on any bunker shot. Very important to keep stability and keep your balance as you address the golf ball. Swing slowly. Many amateurs think that if they swing hard at a fairway bunker, the shot will go farther. In fact, it's the opposite. Swing a little bit slower than you might ordinarily on any other shot. Remember to accelerate through the ball, as in virtually every shot in golf, but swing slower. And the last one is take more club than you would from the normal club length shot that you're in. In other words, you might, if you think it's a 4-iron shot from the fairway bunker, take a 3-iron, take a hybrid, go even farther, take maybe even 2 clubs longer from that distance that you would normally take from outside the bunker. Make these 4 strategies a part of your conscious thinking, and always, always remember, talk to yourself, talk out loud during the process of addressing the golf ball and hitting it, and remember one thought only at the final address point. And that is my strategy for today. Okay, now let's take a look at my picks for the golf tournaments coming up. The Humana Challenge, in association with the Clinton Foundation. Here are my picks. They are Keegan Bradley, Harris English, and Zach Johnson. That's Bradley, English, and Zach Johnson. My picks for the Mitsubishi Electric Championship at Hualalai, I like Michael Allen, Kenny Perry, and Jeff Maggart. That's Allen, Perry, and Maggart. That is my show for today. Remember, you can always email me. I get back to everyone that emails. It may take a day or so. Appreciate that. Might also mention, my email address, bob@bobgeismar.com. That's B-O-B at B-O-B-G-E-I, S as in Sam, M-A-R.com. I might also mention, I'm on my way this week to the annual PGA Merchandise Show in Orlando. That's why the show is airing today on Monday as opposed to my normal Wednesday broadcast time. And we're looking forward to seeing 1,000 exhibitors in the largest show in golf. Over 40,000 people will be in attendance at the Orlando Convention Center in the heart of Orlando. So I'll be reporting on that to you next week, what I see, hear, and think that's going on in the world of golf. So until next week, great golf to everybody. This is Bob Geismar saying thank you so much for joining me. So long for now.